Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Marazi Sheyichyu and the schus. Asher Basar Chai, Mirz Ben Chan, Rishai Ben Leia, Ben Achmel Ben Lipsha, Mirmir Ben Aliza, Esther Dila Basar Tzipayra, Chai Chai Berach Ben Hadas Vas, Ben Chavis Basya, Achav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipayra, Matan Ben Sarah, Chai Tzchok Ben, Esther Rivka, and the schus Zibu Pagun, Ben Mehera, for Reb Yisachar Mordechai Ben Rachel. Sweet friends, we're going to learn in Shiat Shemai, the Sukkot Fasta, and the Fasta. And the Sechah Sukkah, how exciting is this? Beyond exciting, the Gemara, the Dachdalad Amud Beis, and the Sechah Sukkah specifies the height dimensions of the Aroin and its cover. It now seeks the biblical sources for these measurements. So I understand the Aron's 9 tefachim. It says in the Torah, it's 2.5 amas in length, an arm and a half in width, an arm and a half in its height. What's an arm and a half? 9 tefachim. Ela kapar is tefach min olon. From where do we know that the cover was a tefach thick? The Sunni Rabbi Chanina taught in a braisa, Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe, for all of the tabernacle vessels that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Nasim Vem Torah Smidas Arkan Midas Rachmanim's Komas, the Torah gave their length measurement, their width measurement, and their height measurement. Kapores Midas Arkan Midas Rachmanim Nasna, in the case of the Kapores, the Torah gave its length measurement and its width measurement. But midas koy masaloi nasna, but it didn't give its thickness measurement. Where's the thickness, my rabbi say? Say alamad parashah bekelim. Go learn the height of the cover of the kaparis and the least of the klei hamikdash. Shenamar, this is the mizgeres tevach saviv for it is said regarding the shulchan. And you should make for it a border of one tefach all around. Mala lan tefach, just as there, the border measured a tefach high. Afkan tefach, here also, the cover measures a tefach high. Gevaldik. So let's make it a tefach. V'nelef mikelem gufayu, but let us derive the height of the cover from one of the vessels themselves, not merely from an accessory of a vessel, the mizgeres. The border is an accessory of the vessel, it's not the vessel itself. The border was like a vertical rim around the table. So answers the Gemara, you know why we're not going to derive from one of the vessels itself? Because tefasta. If you have seized a large amount, you may not have seized it all. But if you seized a small amount, you have certainly seized that. This principle is saying that when a Torah measurement must be determined, and more than one amount is possible, we choose the smallest amount. So we're going to take the least, the fasta mu'at. Because if you take what's less, then you underestimate. That's lo nora. But if you take more, then it's not true. Meaning, kolashen rashi, if you take the maruba, then you're a shakram. If you take the muat, you're not. It's like they used to have a TV show, a game show I used to watch too many times when I was a child. The price is right. So they would guess the price, and whoever was closest won, and if you were under, then you had a chance of winning if you were the closest, but not if you were over. If you're over, it's not worth that. It's not worth $2.80. Only worth $2.70. If you say $2.30 is true, it is $2.30. It's just $2.30 plus. But the $2.30 is correct. But if it's worth $2.70 and you say $2.80, so the extra 10 cents is not correct. So the fast move to fast, fast, the fast move to fast, the fast move to fast. Therefore, we're going to take the smallest amount. And the Gemara wants to learn from tzitz. skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Eladonin midavar shenitna bo Torah mida midavar shenatna. Davar shenatna bo Torah mida midavar shenatna bo Torah mida. So we derive the law of an object for which the Torah gave a measure from the law of another object for which the Torah gave a measure. And we can't prove that tzitz and zar, where the Torah didn't give a measure for them at all. The Braisa stated that the tzitz was 2 finger breadths wide. This is a rabbinically imposed measurement. All the Torah says is that the tzitz must be placed in the Kohen Gadol's forehead, but did not prescribe its dimensions. So what we're looking for is something the Torah gave a midah to. The Torah gave a midah to the Mizgeris. So we have one source, the Mizgeris, that it was with Tefach Tik. And Rav Huna says, I'll take it from here. He shall sprinkle upon the eastern face of the cover. And there is no human face less than a Tefach. Since the Torah speaks of the cover as having a face, it implies that the cover too must measure at least a tefach in height, because ein panim pachos mi tefach. Ve'im ka'ape the bar yuchni, but maybe the cover was as tall as the face of a bar yuchni, which was an immense bird. The Gemara tells us that an egg of a bar yuchni once fell and its liquid content submerged 60 cities and shattered 300 cedar trees. So the Gemara is telling us it's a big bird. And says the Gemara, no, tefas, the same rule. So the height of the cover is derived from the smaller human face. We always prefer the smaller measurement and not the larger measurement. Ve'ema ka'ape ditziparta, but maybe if we're already taking a small amount, maybe the face of a small bird, the zuta tuba, which is very tiny. To be a Boston Celtic named Tiny Archibald. He was even tinier than Tiny Archibald. Amar Rabacha Bar Yankev, Rav Huna Amar Pnei Pnei Gamar. In truth, Rav Huna derived his measurement via Exer Shava from the common words face. Ksivacha says over here, El Pnei Akaparis. Ksivacha means Pnei Yitzchak Aviv. So Pnei Pnei. Originally, the Gemara thought that it was some sort of Aman Matsinu. Now we see it's not just a mamatzino. We find a face is a tefach. We have mamash a shava from Yitzchak. It says by Yitzchak makes pnei Yitzchak of it, and it says al pnei akapodes. So pnei pnei, you get the human face, which is a tefach. The nail of me panim shel ma'ila. You'll see v'yikros pnei akapodes, which is like seeing the face of a divine being, and you're appeased by me. The word face appears in this passage as well. And surely the face of an angel is larger than a tefach. The reference here is to an angel, at least according to the summary. Kiros Pnei Elohim. Answers the Gemara. No. The fasting Aruba. Like the fasto. Faster, more to faster. We're going to get the smaller face, not the face of the angel. V'nelef mikruv. But if we seize the small amount, derive the height of the cover from the face of the cherub. The sivel p'nei akaparis y'p'nei akruvim. Towards the cover shall be the faces of the kruvim. Say then, the cover is less than a tefach. So you want to learn from the Kruvim? There were these 2 golden figures that rose from the Kapyrus, bird-like wings, human faces, less than a Tefah. And the Gemara answers, no, there's a tradition that the faces of the Kruvim are not less than a tefach, and Rav Huna learned from here The cover was a tefach high. Ad kan midivrei ha-sibbe, and how extremely gratifying it is to learn through the Gemara. It's right about Rabbi Yoshi when he gave a shir. He got most excited when he said the Gemara. And then Rashi and Tosis a little bit less excited. And then the Achronim a little less excited. Gemara was the most exciting thing for him. For a lot of people, it's not like that. And to hear a shir, you just read the Gemara out, the Rashi, Tosis. And then when he gets to the Achronim, he gets to the Lamdas. Ah, that's exciting. The Gemara is exciting. Lamdas is also exciting. The Gemara is exciting. In this year, we're learning the Masechta Sukkah with the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal, Goyin HaGadol, Muflog HaMuflog, of David. So the Sfasemes already asked in our Sugya, Sheacharei Shelehed Yabba Breita, Shamakor LeTefach Tekapoires, Umipochis Shevekelim, Maoma the Yoliflog of Huna. May ein pnei kruvim pusim mitefach. We have a braisa, and the braisa says that we learn from Pachat Shevikelim. Tani Rabbi Chanina. It is stated in a braise that Rabbi Chanina taught all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made. He gave them measurements, except for the kruvim, except for the kaparas. So go and learn the height of the kaparas from the pachos shevi kelim. So we have a braiser, Rabbi Chanina has a braiser. So comes along Rav Huna, and he says, I have a different idea. I have a different idea. Mehacha, al pnei kaparas kedma. Ve'ena panim pachas mitefach. It's very nice, Rav Huna. We already have a braiser! That's the Sfasemis' Shtak Akashi. That Rav Huna is going against the Braisa. How does Rav Huna argue with the Braisa? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Bekufa sugi kvar hiksha ayayvitz. Gam hiksha orch laner. Shachrei shekvar kava gemara. Ba'amud aleph. This gemara goes from 5a to 5b. The gemara was already koivei on amud aleph. Shetafasta meruba loy tafasta. Ma'oma dehodar maksha gemara Rav Huna. The Gemara already says, the fast and move like the fast. And then after that, the Gemara says, wait a second. Instead of learning from the human face, why don't we learn from the face of the Bar Yochni? Bar Yochni has a bigger face. What do you mean the Bar Yochni has a bigger face? We already said before, B'nei Luf Mikelim Gufayu. Why don't we learn from one of the vessels themselves, not merely from an accessory vessel? And the Gemara answers, Tafastim Ugaloi Tafast, Tafastim Ua Tafasta. So we already have this rule of Tefas and Reuben. So what's the Gemara's kasha from Bar Yochanan? Another Gemara gives a just mamish a novel answer. What's the Gemara's novel answer? Gemara's novel answer is Tefas and Reuben loy Tefas, Tefas and Reuben Tefas. We already know that. What's the Gemara asking in the first place? So we're giving an answer that we already know. Now, the Gemara asks on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Ein panim pachos miktefa." Those are the words of Rav Huna. Huna mehalcha pnei kaparis kedma, vein panim pachos miktefa. Rashi says, "Ve'en panim shel adam pachos mitefach." A man's face is no less than a tefach. L'chayra, the kasha is that al kol panim yesh gam yobiyosem mitefach. There are also people's faces that are larger than a tefach. So why don't we require larger than a tefach? So it must be because the rule of tefasta more below tefasta, fasta more tefasta. It must be because the rule of tefasta more below tefasta, fasta more tefasta, and therefore you don't take from a bigger person's face, you take from a smaller person's face. So obviously the Gemara already knew this. And the Gemara says, "Ein panim pachas mitefa." So, what's the Gemara's kasha? Vehem akapi debar yuchani. When vehem akapi, you already know tefas the move. So we know it because the Gemara says it explicitly. And the Gemara here in the very kasha, right before the kasha, when it says "Ein panim pachas mitefa," the Gemara is obviously assuming that tefas the move, lo tefas, tefas the more tefas. What's the Gemara's kasha from bar yuchani? And the Gemara gave an answer we already know. So we have a kasha that Rav Huna is against the Braisa. We have a kasha that we already know tefasta mulo tefasta. And then we ask him Bar Yochanan, but what's the kasha b'chla? Bar Yochanan is a bigger share in tefasta mulo tefasta. And we have a kasha that in the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara says, a minute ago, the Gemara says in the previous line, in panim pachas mitefach, we're already understanding. You don't go by a bigger person's face. If you don't go by a bigger person's face, it must be because tefasta below tefasta. So what's the Gemara's kasha for Bar Yochanan? Od tzarich biur baze. B'divrei Rashi basugi. Shebel omud alef. דיבור המסחו תפס למרובה, רשי כתב, כל דבר שמשמעו מרובה הוא מועט, אם תפס את המועט, יפה תפסת. זה בציר מהכי לא משמע. Anything that could be large or it could be small. If you grabbed the smaller amount, you grabbed well. Because it's not less than that. ואם ימצא שיהיה לך לתפוס המרובה, if you should have grabbed the larger, הרי יוסיפו לך. Then you just have to add. And they're not going to take away anything from you. They're just going to add to you. Vim tafasta hamaruba, loy tafasta. But if you grab the larger amount, and you haven't grabbed, she'ata nira kishakran bedvarecha. You look like a liar. V'shema hamuat yesh lecha letfos. Maybe you should have grabbed the smaller amount. But Tahir Besa Litfos, and you grab the larger amount. Chasru l'chamasha b'yadecha, so you're lacking what you have. Vayinu lo tafas, that means you didn't grab it. Avo kishetitfei sesamuot, if you take the less, im yosif utof, they can add on, good. Vim lav mash tafas tafas, if you grab, you grab. U'mashal t'mashal. But if you grab too much, then they take away part of what you have, that's sheker. You haven't grabbed it. They're going to take it away. That's an Amud Aleph. An Amud Beis, in Dibur HaMaschil, the Fasta Meruba, Rashi writes, "B'mokoyim she'ata shomea af hamuat, b'meruba lo tafasta." When you hear something that's even smaller, you haven't grabbed the larger. Yesh la'akshayis, because you can ask, "Tfoisis hamuat," take the smaller amount, "V'areyata shakon b'dvarecha," and you're lying in your words. That's an Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil, the Fasta Meruba. So Rashi writes, B'tamtzis, what he wrote in Amud Aleph, and the Fasta Meruba. Writes it in Amud Beis, B'mokm sh'tashamay af amiyut, amuat, B'meruba loy tefasta. Yesh lahakshah sos amuat, v'tarei tashakrim t'varecha. You can ask, take the smaller amount, and then you're a shakrim. The problem is that Rashi decided that the correct thing to do is to explain what he already explained in Amud Aleph. Okay, for whatever reason. But why did Rashi only say this in the third teretz of the Gemara? On the Afusa Mipanim Shalmata. You see me say to Divrei Rashi, it's on the Afusa Panim Shalmata. B'neimer Mipanim Shalmaila. Answers the Gemara. Fasta Meruloi Tefasta, Fasta Mua Tefasta. That's the third teretz of the Gemara. Not in the second teretz of the Gemara from Bar Yochni. So why in Bar Yochni does Rashi not explain it again? Why does Rashi wait for the next teretz? עכשיו בסייעת הדשמיה מעיין בדברי התוספות. תוספות בדיבור המתחיל בהעמוד ב' תפסת מרובה לא תפסת כותב יש מפרשים לפי שמידה מרובה אין לסוף. Why תפסת מרובה לא תפסת? Because the sheer muat, you know how much it is and how much you can grab. But למרובה אין גבול כמה יותר. There's nothing to grab onto. So it could always be more and more and more. Aval kan, that's what some people say. But here you can't say this pshat. Because there is a shir meruva, because the kaparis has to go into the halal of the mishkan, and you can only learn from a panim that enters into the mishkan, that fits into the mishkan. Not if it doesn't fit in. So meila, there is a limit. And also in Rosh Hashanah, you learn tashlumen la'atzeres, tashlumen for shvuos. You can be mashin the korbanos from Pesach. And Rosh says, why don't we learn from Sukkot that the tashlum is 8 days? And we say tafasta mu'at, tafasta, tafasta mu'lo, tafasta. And there also, the Shir Meruba has a gvul of Shemayna Yamin. And I know how much to grab. So you can't say that pshat over there. V'chein muchach mitoras koyhanim. That it's not pshat in tefasim, below tefasta. But there's a machlekes on the pasuk. In Vayikur 15:25. V'chi yazuv zoiv dama yamin rabim. How do you darshan that yamin means 2 days? Rabbi Akiva oimer. Mishum she tafasta muat tafasta, tafasta meruba loy tafasta. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, shtei midois achas mida kala. Achas mishena kala. Im hakavana l'shiur muat, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, שאם הכוונה לשיעור מועט, אתה יודע שכוונה לשניים. אבל אם השיעור הוא מרובה, if the shear is small, you know it means two. But if the shear is a lot, you don't know what the shear is. You could say it's 10 days, it's 100 days. So if you can learn from a midah with a gvul, Or you can learn from a midah without a gvul, and you don't know what the shear is. So you learn from the midah with the gvul. Moderach ha'olam. But you learn from something you know, and not from something you don't know. B'yirubim b'seir o'ymer, sh'tei midos, achas midah kala, v'achas midah sheino kala, modim b'midah kala, v'ein modim b'midah sheino kala. You learn from the midah that has an ending, not from midah that doesn't have an ending. The Akiva says, if the mashmaos is mu'ot, the mashmaos meruba, you take the meruba loita fasta, and the mu'ot fasta. You have a midah that is a mashmaos of a lot and a mashmaos of a little, you take the mashmaos of a little. The Yidu Ben Becerra says, if you have two midahs, one ends, one doesn't end, you measure with the midah that ends and not with the midah that doesn't end. I'm Rabbi Nechemya, v'chilam abakas of liftoi cholinol, v'lo banelo liftoiach, yim atav amir asaro enu el ameya, v'masayim wel for ribo, k'shtoime, yamim shnayim pasachto. Nechemya says, that the derech of the Torah is to explain to us that we should know what to do when there's no suffix. And therefore, it must mean a shir mu'at. That I know it means 2 days, and not a shir meruba, that I don't know how many days. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra learns from the Derech Olam. If you have a midah that's not limited, and a midah that's limited, you go with the midah that's limited. So two, you understand that you could, two is the minimum of the plural. So yom could be two. But once you say that it's more than that, then it's never ending. So you don't go with the never ending, you just go with the basic two. Rabbi Nechemya, it's the same idea he learns from Derech HaTorah. Derech HaTorah is to explain. And this is not explaining if you say it could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 30, it could be 50. So therefore, again, you go with the basic two. B'zeo pevusha n'vam shichim toisviz shel tefastim ruba adima tefes esamuot ein motzino esamiyatcha shemut b'cha meruba. In other words, Tosis is saying that you can't say that pshat tefastim v'lo tefasta is that if you take too much, it'll have to fast it because ain't the devil self. Why? Because if that's what Rabbi Akiva means, then when Rehuda Becerra comes and argues, he says the exact same thing. That a midah ruba has no self. And we know it's not true because Rabbi Akiva and Rehuda Becerra are arguing. So Rabbi Akiva must tafast and Rabbi Lotafast, it must be saying something else. Rehuda Becerra says that ain't the devil self, so you can't grab the devil, ain't the devil self. You take the limited amount. And Rabbi Akiva is saying something different. Rabbi Akiva is saying, "Imat ha'tayfes es hamuat." If you take the minimal amount, so it's not taken away from you, because the minimal amount is included in the larger amount. But if you take the larger amount, we say, "Bring a raya and take it." And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra comes to learn from Minhag Olam that you take the midah kala, not the midah sheino kala. So to hear, Rabbi Nechemya learns from Derech HaTorah Lefarish, and therefore it's an unlimited amount. It's not mefarish; it's just unlimited. It could be anything. Therefore, you take the minimalist amount. And here the Gabi Tashlumin, everybody here. And also the Gabi Tashlumin, everybody needs the reason of Rabbi Akiva, because here it's a limited amount, it has to fit into the Mishkan. And by Tashlumin it's a limited amount, it's only could be till 8 days. Everybody needs Rabbi Akiva's word, if the faster Rabbi Lota faster, that if you take the smaller amount, then you're definitely right. Because the Mu'ad is included in the Merubah. Like the price is right for it, right? If I guess it's worth $2.70 and I guess $2.30. So I'm not saying a falsehood. It is $2.30, just plus. But the $2.30 are correct. But if I say $2.80, so then I'm 10 cents over. So those 10 cents are a sheker. And that's taken away. So then you can't do that. Tefasta mu'at tefasta. Tefasta mu'at tefasta. Ad kan midivrei kachay shalat tesvis. Lichora, שואל מורנו ורבנו, אינו מובן כלל. That if everybody needs the time of Rabbi Akiva, so it must be that Rabbi, here everybody needs the reason of Rabbi Akiva, so it must be Rabbi Akiva is correct. So what are we looking for other reasons? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Nechemia's reason. We know that Rabbi Akiva's reason is correct because it applies here, so why don't we just apply it everywhere? So why do Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Nechemia, why do they argue with Rabbi Akiva? And bechlal yesh ledaktik b'divrei ha-tosfos she'emidu divreihem b'bir hod tafas t'merubah. You know when Tosfos started explaining tafas t'merubah? On the third time the Gemara says it. Why didn't Tosfos do it the first time the Gemara says it? So we mamish have a whole slew of kashas over here, k'darkeinu b'kodesh, to pile on the kashas, and then the siyata d'shmaya in the next sugya, in the next shir, segment of this year, we will see Neflos, Rabos, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Miteres Hashem. B'li Neder, and I ask you to please stay tuned, and it is going to be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.